Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In Spadonian for Bonta Hill, alongside Joe Shasky here, this is the Morning Roast. We're reacting to a Lakers 115-113 win over the Golden State Warriors. Warriors' 11th loss in the last 14 games, and there's a lot to unpack. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas. Hope you all are staying safe on the roadways. It is slick out there. Please drive safe. Don't drive stupid. Don't be riding anyone's ass. Don't be tailgating them. Don't do anything dumb, all right? Coming from someone that was in a pretty significant accident in high school when it came to hydroplaning and stuff, I was okay, walked away unscathed, totaled my car, first ever car I got. Of course, I had it for like 2 months and then totaled it because that's just what you do.
Wow.
So, I wouldn't know.
I never got a car.
So, I learned my lesson there and never sped in the rain ever again. So,
wow.
You don't do it. We're not built for this in California. People like to think they're confident and try to say, oh, no, I'm not one of those California drivers. I could drive in the rain. You're not built for it. All right, so stop speeding because you don't.
I'm not a system player. I am a system.
No, they're system drivers, is what they are. California, we have a bunch of system drivers. We're not system players. All right, system drivers.
You can always take away Mo.
I don't trust those at all.
I don't either.
Not even close. But
they're the best. Honestly, you guys are really missing out. Amazing.
Hop off the mic.
Could you imagine if Giant Carter, who's like 7'1", you know, 285.
Can you get in the driver's seat on those things, by the way?
You're so lame if you're sitting in the driver's seat of a Waymo.
Can you, though?
So lame.
Can you?
Yeah. Okay. When you see people do that, big red flag.
And on your phone?
Yeah. Oh, totally. It freaks people out.
I kind of want to do that, just like sleep on the side, too, and your car's just driving.
I really encourage you, if you haven't tried it, it's unbelievable.
All right, we're going to try that.
Well, like, is it like
my bucket list?
The price point, like, is it the same as an Uber or a Lyft?
Can be a little less, can be a little more.
Okay. Well, that didn't really tell me anything. Thank you. LeBron, that was who we just heard from leading into this segment. What's good in the league? He said LeBron and Steph. Take one more listen.
What's the good stuff that's still going on in the league on a night-to-night basis?
I mean,
that's it. And that's really what the NBA has going for it still, is LeBron James and Stephen Curry, Joe Shasky. I just don't think that's really going to be hitting in a couple years, given the fact that LeBron's going to be 40. LeBron James, guys, is going to be 40 years old on Monday. I've been watching him play basketball since I was in fourth grade. I have two kids now, and I'm 31 years old. I've been watching him since I was in fourth grade. Think about that. That's perspective
insane.
For you.
Oh, it's my insane. God.
All right, the caller, Chris, before the end of the break, he brought something up. Everyone's like, you know, when we do sports talk radio, you guys, hot takes. No, these are called correct takes at times, okay? And sometimes you can disagree with these opinions.
Facts don't care about your feelings.
There's sports opinions. Like, I'll go to my deathbed for this year. I'll say it, and I'll say it over and over, and I'm going to start right now. Everyone wants to make these mythical trades with the Warriors roster, and we know that because of the CBT, you have to balance out the salaries. And the guy everyone points to is like, well, Wiggins, you just got to trade Wiggins. You know, just put Wiggins is the guy that everyone's like the avatar. He's in on every single trade.
CBA. Oh, said CBT?
Oh, my bad. CBA.
Isn't that the thing that Joe Rogan's on, the CBT? The cognitive
behavior? He's on the THT, too.
The cognitive behavioral therapy?
I actually would like to take some of that THT.
There you
but,
go.
No, the point being is that everybody uses the variable of Andrew Wiggins as a starting point for all of these trades. No, look, I'm just saying, let's just do the exercise. Who's more important for the rest of this season and moving forward, Draymond Green or Andrew Wiggins? Because they both make the same amount of money.
Andrew Wiggins, not even close.
Thank you. And so I keep coming back to like, no, everyone, like, and here's where the problem. Andrew Wiggins is probably more desirable league-wide because of age, because of fit, because of the position he plays. So I understand that he is more desirable. The guy you should have been trying to trade or should be trying to trade is Draymond and some combination of the young people. Now, is it difficult to find a third and fourth team and figure out? Hell yeah. I am not surrendering Andrew Wiggins because he is a point of attack defender, a perimeter defender, an athlete, a guy who could knock down a three, and I know he can play well without the ball in his hands predominantly for long stretches. He is more important to whatever the Warriors want to accomplish this year and moving forward. I'm not moving him.
You don't win. You're not even in the game yesterday without Andrew Wiggins. 35 minutes, 8 of 19 from the floor, 21 points, 12 boards. He was sensational yesterday.
Huge rebounds down the stretch.
Huge rebounds. Like, his size was a factor yesterday. And you remove him from this lineup, yeah, you bring Jimmy Butler back, but you're losing your depth. You're losing Wiggins, and you're going to be losing someone else, whether it's a Kuminga, whether it's a Pod, something else. And that's just not going to be a net positive at the end of the day. It's interesting. Jimmy Butler, more so than Lauri Markkanen for me, and I get Lauri Markkanen for a lot of people, it's like you're selling the future with him too because he's a younger piece.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's like the end-all be-all. I don't think he's ever going to be a superstar type of player. I know Jimmy Butler turns into a superstar come playoff time, but he's getting old. What is he, 35, 36 years old? He's up there, man.
Getting old? He is old.
He is old.
In NBA years, he's ancient.
No, he's ancient because you have all that wear and tear from those finals runs that he's had, multiple of them. And yeah, he's very good, but he's not what the Warriors need right now.
He's not the big enough difference maker to dramatically change their fortunes.
888-957-9570. Dub Nation, do you still want to see this team make a quote unquote big splash? And what does that mean? Like, are you going all in on a Jimmy Butler? Are you going all in on a player X? Give me some names that you want to see. If not, what's the solution right now? They're 15-14. They're hovering around 500. This is looking like the playing team we saw last year. Now, granted, they got off to a much better start and they weren't playing catch up, but now they're falling behind and they're in danger of going under 500. And then they're going to have to start playing catch up again. And it's going to be this one step forward, two steps back scenario that we kept seeing all last year. And quite frankly, the year before that, and they finally got their act together and they made a little bit of a playoff push. As you said, got the favorable matchup against the Kings, lost to the Lakers in the second round. But this team right now, as currently constructed, and we did watch the rest of the NBA matchups, and I know Luka's out, but I know what I've seen with the Timberwolves. I know what I've seen from the Boston Celtics. I know what I've seen from a lot of these, the Thunder, the Warriors, and the Lakers, quite frankly. These teams just aren't on their level.
They're a step above.
Yes.
And that's where
I just don't think there's anything out there for the Warriors. And I know you don't want to hear this on Christmas. You want me to give you out a Christmas wish list if you ever. Well, Christmas is over, and you got a lump of coal in your stocking last night.
But I don't also think it's the end of the world. Like, that's the other part about this.
It feels like that because we just watched a great Stephen Curry performance last night, and it's just like, for what? That's kind of how Warriors fans are waking up today. I just got an amazing Stephen Curry performance last night.
Okay.
38 points. He hit shot after shot after shot late, and they lost. And it didn't matter. And he's calling out the team before the game. He's having player-only meetings. And Stephen Curry's feeling it now, Joe Shasky. And sooner or later, maybe he's looking around and saying, is this where I want to... Do I want to finish my career here?
This thing about birthrights starting in the Western Conference Finals for every player...
Oh, I don't think that.
No, but I'm saying, like, there's this sentiment that, like, that I get from Warrior fans where it's like, you got to do everything you can for all these stars. They have done everything they can. Now, we could argue about are they the right moves and did they draft the right players and all that stuff? Like, okay, fine. But Larry Bird only has the three championships. Only has the three championships. Hakeem Olajuwon has two. You know what I mean? Like, look around at the greatest players of all time. You're not sitting on the outside looking in when it comes to these rings conversations.
No, he's a top 10 player of all time. He's solidified himself as that. I think Warriors fans are looking for him to get another one.
Okay.
Ty Magic Johnson.
Okay.
And be like a top 5 player of all time.
Yeah. Sometimes those things get out of your control. You know, Isaiah Thomas, like, the league was shifting. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan came along. All right. Have you not seen what happens? Like, Luka and Jokic and all of these younger,
Tatum,
more healthy players are coming around. And it's exactly Tatum. And obviously Jaylen Brown. It's their time. It's their time. It's okay. Making the playoffs can still be a fun, successful season. I know Warrior fans don't want to hear that. It's championship or bust. Those days are over. Recalibrate. Why? If you're setting yourself up for championship or bust, you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
So you wouldn't trade any of the young pieces right now? Well, it's currently constructed.
It depends on the deal.
Is there a deal out there that we haven't talked about, Joe Shasky, that might interest you?
So, like, I just keep seeing this Cam Johnson trade that's out there.
Okay.
Which is an interesting one. And do I think he would fit? Absolutely, I think he would fit. I don't know if I'd necessarily want to surrender Kuminga for Cam Johnson.
He's 28, Cam Johnson.
You know, like, I don't think that you're incrementally, I think you're better, but I don't think you're significantly better to the point where you want, like, this. We're talking about being a fringe playoff team to being a Final Four team. I don't think their Cam Johnson move away. That's just my personal belief. There's only a handful of guys that would take this Warrior team after gutted and make them a Final Four team. And it's like Giannis or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Jokic. And realistically, you're not getting any of those guys. So any other guy that you're getting in a trade is an ancillary role type player or an old player who comes with a ton of either baggage or red flags, like a Jimmy Butler.
Well, that Giannis to Warriors trade feels like that conversation was some lifetime
now
ago.
Now it's Steph to Giannis. Yeah,
exactly. Now you know what I mean? Let's go. Milwaukee's on the phone, right? Steph, let's go, bro. Let's go. Oscar, he's in Stockton. He wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Give us a call or text on the Comcast Business text line. What's going on, Oscar? You're on with Spadoni and Shasky on the Morning Roast.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, man, you know, I am disappointed. Really disappointed in the game last night. But my whole thing is that, why is it a Draymond Green bash day? I don't understand that. I understand his antics, but if we went with Draymond Green, we'll have four titles. And he's the only one out there playing with force and the only one who can get Steph open. And first of all, we should be talking about the youngsters not playing defense, knowing they should have help defense on the side. That's what we should be talking about. And yeah, Andrew Wiggins is playing good this year, but Andrew Wiggins got a man up on there. It's 5 seconds. You cannot allow him to go baseline and attack the rim. That is pathetic. And Steph Curry, he's fed up with it. Steph Curry is fed up with it. He just by him the way he left off the court yesterday, it's not going to happen.
Can I ask you a question? Who's been better this year? I'll let you finish, but who's been better this year? This whole year, not just the first month, Andrew Wiggins or Draymond Green?
Andrew Wiggins has his good days, but Draymond Green has been playing just as well on defense and shooting the ball. Andrew Wiggins go in and out. He was playing good yesterday, yeah, but what about the week? He don't play with force all the time. All the time. He should be playing to his potential all the time, and he does not. And in that last part of the game, he did not play with force. He cannot let Reeves go baseline, even though he should have had help. But Kuminga just wasn't.
Do you know who his help was at the rim? Like 5 foot nothing, Dennis Schroeder. That's who his weak side help defender was at the rim. Which I agree with you. Normally, when you have a rim defender in there that you can funnel them to, yes, you want to bring him to that side. He made Austin Reeves go to his left, which is his non-dominant hand, and finish with an awkward off foot, wrong hand on that side of the rim player. And yes, I would love JK to be open, you know, pointing both fingers at between him, man, and defender and ball. And yeah, he was in the wrong spot, but also give Austin Reeves some credit. He made a really nice play on that one against our best perimeter defender, Andrew Wiggins.
Austin Reeves is a dog. He's got game. But I'm going to take he's got game. But that's why I'm saying Kuminga, and that's my boy, but Kuminga, his instincts on defense, he should never be face guarding. You got to be, at that point, you got to be like, my athleticism, I'm going to do it, so I may be able to come over and help. But he doesn't have that in him yet. I'm not blaming him, but that's where Andrew Wiggins forcing baseline. Yeah, Kuminga should have came over, but he doesn't have that instinct in him right now. But yes, Schroeder's supposed to come down, but if Kuminga would have that instinct in him, he didn't have it. And, you know, I'm sticking with the Warriors. They're going to get it together, man. They're going to, and I love the way Wiggins is playing, but come on, Draymond's been playing better this year, man. You've been on him, Shaq. You've been talking about him earlier in the year. He has been playing better, but the last part of this thing, Buddy Hield's not been playing better. You know, we've got to get back on it.
Buddy Hield has not been good.
Thanks, Oscar.
One second. You've got the game logs in front of you. Can you just give me the last 5 or 6 Draymond games?
Draymond Green?
Since he hurt the ankle.
All right, here. So
he's been like non-existent.
Let me pull
he
up.
He looks so frail. I'm giving him a pass because he probably shouldn't be playing in these games, but they desperately need him to stop the bleeding. I'm sorry. Like, he was great to start the year. Great. And ever since he hurt himself, he has not been the same.
So let's go to Indiana. 1 of 5 from the floor. 26 minutes, 4 points, 5 assists, 7 boards there.
How
obviously
many turnovers?
Lost. 2 turnovers there. Prior to that, against Memphis, he had 4 turnovers, 0 points. He had 1 steal, and then a big nothing burger in 19 minutes as they got destroyed in that game, obviously.
Okay.
Against Dallas, he had a good game. That was 21 points.
It was
6 of 14.
Awesome.
He was really good. Really good. A loss, right? And that was an unbelievable offensive explosion for both of those teams, so which feels like kind of like an outlier. Prior to that, at Houston, obviously, I think that was the NBA Cup quarterfinals, right? They lost that one, 91-90. 4 of 9. He had 8 points, 4 assists, a block, 3 boards, 5 turnovers.
I've been talking about this blue in the face. When you're going to be a ball handler and you're a guy who's a playmaker, 2.5 to 3.5 to 1 is the ratio you're looking for, assist to turnovers. And everyone says, oh, but look, the shovel passes to Steph. Bro, you can get anyone to give a shovel pass to Steph Curry and set a ball screen.
17 turnovers in his last 5 games. Yeah. It's not good.
And he had one late in the fourth quarter where I showed it to you, Joe, did I not? Before the show started. He picked it up. He got a rebound, picked it up, turned around, and just threw a soccer inbound pass 75 feet over Dennis Schroeder's head.
Joe Chasky, this segment is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. And as you know, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, and covers the team for The Athletic. He's the best in the biz when it comes to all things Golden State Warriors. He's going to join us at 8:30. We'll dive into the Schroeder, what he's seen from him these first 4 games in a Golden State Warriors uniform, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, that players-only meeting that Stephen Curry held. What does that mean for his future potentially going forward? All of that and more. Let's go to the phone lines again, though, Joe. Well, before
you go out there, the only reason I'm harping on Draymond this morning is because I'm seeing all these trade machinations, these combinations, sure, and everyone's trying to trade everyone away. And a lot of the starting points start with Andrew Wiggins. And all I'm saying is that if you're asking me, because they make the same amount of money, Andrew Wiggins or Draymond Green, I'm not trading Andrew Wiggins before exploring trading Draymond Green. Andrew Wiggins is more important for this year and moving forward. If I just had to weigh those two, because they make the same amount, and it's hard to get the contracts to balance out in all of these different trade deals. So I don't want to move Draymond Green. I know he still brings value. No one says he stinks. But if you're asking between the two players, Andrew Wiggins or Draymond, I'm leaning Andrew Wiggins to keep, and I'm saying that I would move Draymond Green.
Absolutely. And to Oscar and Stockton's point, we love Oscar. He's a diehard roaster. He's great. 888-957-9570. But just because you're criticizing or critiquing a certain player's game performance doesn't mean that vanishes or washes away what he's done in a Golden State Warriors uniform. Draymond Green's a made man. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Warriors legend. He's always going to be that. But he's getting old, too. It's okay to say that. Like, Steph is getting old. We can critique his play, too. Just because Stephen Curry has some bad performances. And by the way, Steph's probably gotten crushed more so this year than any of his other years in a Golden State Warriors uniform. 100%. Because he's had some boneheaded plays and some bad turnovers, and his age has showed up. And you know what? Fans are going to notice that, and it sucks, and he's the best player, and Steph is Teflon, where no one can touch him. But even he can get a little bit of criticism now and then, and that's okay. Draymond's done way more than Steph Curry when it comes to the opposite end of being great at times. He's done just horrible things in the past.
Was it Sunday night where Steph took that horrible three with like 30 seconds to go? The double backup three.
Just
horrible in a game where he wasn't feeling it. And I think we all crushed him for it, rightfully. So I don't know. It's so funny if you critique Draymond even a little or suggest that Andrew Wiggins might be more valuable than him currently for the Warrior team that they have right now, and just based off who they want to play and all that stuff, people lose their minds. I'm not the one coming up with these trade rumors. I don't want Jimmy Butler. I think it's not worth it. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze. I understand this team does need a shakeup, and I do see that. I'm more open to trading everyone on the roster not named Steph Curry if we're going to do that. To me, it's all or nothing.
There you go. Jimmy, Bayview. What's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm totally with you, Chasky, 100%. I mean, Draymond has not figured out that he needs to score double figures for this team to win, especially since, you know, Steph's having a rough time. I think we're witnessing the death of the Bob Myers roster, the Bob Myers vision. Looney needs to go. Gary Payton II, my God, this guy gets hurt, you know, going to the bathroom. He can't score. We don't have enough legitimate scorers, enough multifaceted players, and it's tough to watch. We need a darn center. I mean, if we had a shot blocker, maybe that layup, doesn't happen. We've gone with this lineup, you know, it's won us championships, but it's outdated. What do you guys think?
No, I think a lot of what you're saying is true. Look, I've been begging for them to go get a big, another big. I love Looney. To me, he's a spot guy. I think both him and Trayce Jackson-Davis are the same thing, backup centers.
And TJD was playing some really good defense on AD early in that game, those first few possessions.
But when you say like they're both backups, that's not a criticism. To be a backup in the NBA is awesome. Like you're an awesome. I think you're a valuable, good player.
It means you're playing in big games.
When was the last time they had a legitimate center who could close a game? Andrew Bogut.
I was going to say Bogut because I was going to say Zaza, but he wasn't closing the games.
And Bogut didn't close every time because obviously they went to the Hampton's Fives later on. Yeah. But in the regular season, he did.
He was clutch.
You know? And
great passer, though. That was so underrated by him. He was such a good passer and had such good eyes and vision.
Team in 2016.
8 years ago.
He left the scary team in 2016. Yeah. So, and when you look around the league and everyone's longer and everyone's more athletic and everyone's more dynamic, yeah, you're going to need some shot blockers. But the number one thing is the way the league's played is out on the perimeter. They have a bunch of guys that are either all offense and no defense or all defense and no offense. And so why would I surrender the one great complimentary player on both ends of the floor in Andrew Wiggins in all these trade machinations? It doesn't make sense to me.
Steve Kerr, Joe Shasky after the game yesterday, on what changed when Anthony Davis went out.
Yeah, it changed considerably. Obviously, it became a five-out game, with their perimeter shooting. Rui Hachimura becomes the center, and he's popping out for threes. So it changes things. But, we have to be able to adjust to that on the fly. And, you change your defensive coverages. And, we felt like we should have been able to do a better job defensively tonight. I didn't think they ever really felt us. They had 9 turnovers for the game. We have prided ourselves on being a feisty, defensive-minded team. We're among the top few teams in the league in deflections. Never felt like we made an impact on that game defensively, putting pressure on them, forcing turnovers, getting deflections. Didn't happen. So they controlled the game, they earned the win, obviously.
When you look at what the Warriors rolled out there in the final 5-6 minutes, you're going to play Schroeder and you're going to play Curry. Those are two small defenders. No, Dennis Schroeder is a guy who will be tenacious.
Yeah.
But against an Austin Reeves, Max Christie, and LeBron James, those guys are physically more imposing. And even if you're scrappy and those guys are going to shoot right over you. And you saw LeBron hit a three and answered the three that Curry hit prior to that right over Dennis Schroeder's face. And there's nothing Schroeder can do.
What's coming up on the game is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit their expert technicians to check fluids, their tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. BayAreaOilChange.com. More of your calls, more of your texts reacting to this Warriors loss. Do they need to make a big splash? Do they need to take a hard look in the mirror? What needs to change with this team right now? Is there solutions out there? Steve Kerr is trying to find it. What's the right rotation? What's going on with Jonathan Kuminga? What's going on with Pods? What's going on with Wiggins? Everything right now is on the table for the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570. Sirius, John, and Joe, I see you guys on the line. We'll get to you on the